A prayer for the children of Israel. Holiness. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. As a king abiding in and one with the King of Kings, in the authority given to us, in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over the children of Israel. We call all those the Lord God chose before the foundation of the world, that they should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined them to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made them accepted in the beloved. They are the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ, so we call them our beloved children. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come into the heart of our children and their bloodline. Your will be done in the life of our children and their bloodline on earth as it is in heaven. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. In him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ, we give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for our children, their posterity, their house, their entire family, and their nation, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on their behalf, and for all men. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to them the riches of his glory, we go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for our children, their posterity, their house, for their entire family, their friends, neighbors, and countrymen, and their entire nation, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of their nation, and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people, and all the people of their nation, and all men, so that our children and their family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written, the things that we speak and pray for our children, their family, and their nation. For these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and nothing is hidden from his sight, the Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. The words that Christ through us speaks to our children and their nation are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives them the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't come to the Father in heaven based on our own worthiness or on the worthiness of our children and their family. Abiding in God and abiding in his love, we come to God's throne of grace on the merits of his Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the blood that he shed. In the name of Jesus Christ, who upholds all things by the word of his power, as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace for our children and their entire house, all of their people on every side, all of their family, all of their blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all their natural seed and all of their spiritual seed, and their entire nation. Mercy surround our children. Let them be glad in the Lord and rejoice and shout for joy, and mercy shall surround them and their house. But know that the Lord has set apart for himself those who are godly. The Lord will hear when we call to him. In Christ we call to the Lord our God and ask in the name of Jesus Christ, his great and awesome name, that according to the Spirit of holiness, the Lord will choose our children and their house and their nation and cause them to come near to him, that the Lord will establish them and their family as a holy people to himself. He will set them and their family high in praise, in name and in honor, that they may be holy to the Lord their God, just as he has spoken. In Christ we pray that the Lord will set his love upon our children and their house and their nation, and choose them and their family for himself, a special treasure, and redeem them and their people from the house of bondage. May God separate them and their family, that they and their people shall be holy and belong to God. O Lord, send out your light and your truth. Let Jehovah Ra, the Lord our shepherd, lead our children and their house and their nation by still waters, and bring them and their family to his holy hill and to his tabernacle. May the Lord lead them and their people in his righteousness, and make their way straight before their face. May the God of Israel give strength and power to our children and their house and their nation, and cause them and their family to approach him, that they and their people may dwell in his courts. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will be satisfied with the goodness of his house, of his holy temple, that they and their family will eat the bread of God, both the most holy and the holy, and remember his covenant always, the word which he commanded for 1,000 generations, and not conceal the words of the Holy One, but instead come into his house in the multitude of his mercy and in the fear of him. They and their house and their nation shall worship toward his holy temple. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. In the name of Jesus Christ, who gave himself for their sins, that he might deliver them from this present evil age, according to the will of their God and Father, in Christ we pray that our children and their house and their nation will wash their hands in innocence. They will not gather their soul together with sinners, nor their life with bloodthirsty men. In his mercy, may God lead our children and their house and their nation, whom he has redeemed, guide them and their people in his strength to his holy habitation. May God give to them and their people his counsel, and let their heart also instruct themselves in the night season. Let them and their families set the Lord always before themselves, so that he will be at their right hand, and they shall not be moved. In Christ we pray that he may keep our children from corruption and show them the path of life. In his presence is fullness of joy, at his right hand are pleasures forevermore. Let them and their children cleanse themselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will walk uprightly, work righteousness, speaking truth in their hearts, stirring up love and good works, exhorting one another, not backbiting with their tongues, nor doing evil to their neighbors, nor taking up a reproach against their friends. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will distinguish between holy and unholy, and between unclean and clean, and that they will teach their children God's statutes, that they will revere their mother and their father, and keep his Sabbaths. Let them and their people sanctify themselves and be holy. Neither shall they defile themselves nor profane his holy name. In Christ we pray our children and their people will have clean hands and pure hearts. They and their people will not lift up their souls to an idol nor swear deceitfully, and they and their family shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of their salvation. Our children shall abide in his tabernacle and dwell in his holy hill. Our children and their family shall have a song and gladness of heart to come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel. The nursing child shall play by the cobra's hole, and the weaned child shall put their hand in the viper's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all of his mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in his holy mountain. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. Let our children exalt the Lord their God and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, which has come to seek and to save that which was lost, in Christ we pray that our children and their house and their nation shall seek the Lord and his strength, seek his face evermore. Glory in his holy name, and let their hearts rejoice, for the joy of the Lord is their strength. Let them and their people look to their Maker, and their eyes will have respect for the Holy One of Israel. In Christ we pray that our children shall hear the words of the book, and their eyes shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness, that they shall increase their joy in the Lord and rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. Where they and their family have erred in spirit, they shall come to understanding. And where they have murmured, they shall learn doctrine. and returning and rest shall they and their house and their nation be saved. In quietness and in confidence shall be their strength. May the Lord give them and their people understanding according to his word. Let the God of hope teach our children and theirs his way, so that they will walk in his truth and unite their hearts to fear his name, that they and their family will glorify his name forevermore. In Christ we pray that they and their people will rejoice in the Lord and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name and triumph in his praise, because they have trusted in his holy name. Let his mercy be upon our children and their house and their nation. His praise endures forever. The Lord God is their Father, their Redeemer, from everlasting is his name. There is none holy like the Lord, for there is none besides him, nor is there any rock like our God. In the name of Jesus Christ, who manifested God's name to man, according to all that the Lord has bestowed on our children, and the great goodness towards their house and their nation, which he has bestowed on them according to his mercies, according to the multitude of his loving kindness, let the power of the highest overshadow them and their house. In Christ we pray that their heavenly Father will give the gift of the Holy Spirit, pouring out his Spirit on our children and theirs abundantly through Jesus Christ their Savior, and the love of God also be poured out in their hearts by the Holy Spirit. May the God of hope fill them and their family with all joy and peace in believing, that they may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Christ we pray that the Helper, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, will teach our children and their family all things and bring to their remembrance all things, and that they have the peace that only Jesus gives, and they may have his joy fulfilled in themselves. For their peace will be like a river, and their righteousness like the waves of the sea. According to his righteousness, may the God of heaven and the God of earth make known to our children and their house and their nation the ways of life, that they and their people will be full of joy in his presence, and bring them and their family to his holy mountain, and make them and their people joyful in his house of prayer. In Christ we pray that they and their people shall put their trust in God, and they and their house and their nation shall possess the land, and shall inherit his holy mountain. Let them and their family drink freely from the waters of life. There shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness. Their house shall possess their possessions. In Christ we pray that Jesus Christ will baptize our children and their family with the Holy Spirit and with fire, that they and their people may inherit the desolate heritages. With his holy oil may the Lord anoint them and their people, and by his hand they and their house and their nation shall be established. By his arm they and their family shall be strengthened. Their enemies shall not outwit them, nor the son of wickedness afflict them and their people. God will beat down their foes before their face, and plague those who hate them and their house. His faithfulness and his mercy shall be with our children and their family, and in his holy name their horn shall be exalted. His covenant shall stand firm with them and their house and their nation. For the Lord will go before our children, and the God of Israel will be their rear guard. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. In the name of Jesus Christ, for they are washed, they are sanctified, they are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. In his precious name, we pray that our children and their house and their nation be holy and receive the reward, that they and their family may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates of the city. May our children and their family be people of holy conduct, godliness, and honorable. Let them and their people, of their own free will, by the mercies of God, present their bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, being transformed by the renewing of their minds, sanctified by the Holy Spirit, glorifying God in their body, mind, soul, and spirit. For the kingdom of God is not food and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. As the elect of God, holy and beloved, may they and their family put on tender mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another, putting on love, which is the bond of perfection, let the peace of God rule in their hearts, and the word of Christ dwell in them richly in all wisdom. May they and their people be blameless as a steward of God, not self-willed, not quick-tempered, not given to wine, nor violent, not greedy for money, but hospitable, a lover of what is good, sober-minded, just, holy, self-controlled, holding fast the faithful word, being of sound doctrine. Remember your covenant, O Lord. In Christ we pray that Jehovah Ra, the Lord our shepherd, will put his laws into their heart and in their mind. He will write them. Their sins and their lawless deeds he will remember no more. Let our children and their family have the boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus. In Christ we pray, they and theirs will sanctify their house and their nation and carry out the rubbish from the temple of the Holy Spirit, their bodies. May they sanctify and cleanse themselves with the washing of water by the word, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but they should be holy and without blemish. Let them and their family draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having their hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and their bodies washed with pure water. Let our children and their people gird up the loin of their minds, be sober, and rest their hope fully upon the grace of God, laying aside all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, malice, guile, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking as newborn babes, desiring the pure milk of the word that they may grow, but also coming to the Lord as a living stone, being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices, acceptable to God through Jesus Christ, not using their liberty as a cloak for vice, but as servants of God, acceptable to God and approved by men, that our children and their family will be fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed our children with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Holiness to the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, whose name alone is the Lord, who is the Most High over all the earth, in Christ we pray that our children and their house and their nation will not limit the Holy One of Israel, but remember his power, his right hand and his holy arm have gained him victory. He has sent redemption to them and their family. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Being partakers of the heavenly calling, in Christ we pray that our children and their people will have an anointing from the Holy One and know all things, that light, insight, perception, intelligence, understanding, and wisdom be found in them and theirs. Let they and their family build themselves up on their most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keeping themselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to eternal life. God has called our children and their family with a holy calling, according to his own purpose and grace which was given to them in Christ Jesus before time began. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with them and their house and their nation. And whatever they do in word or deed, let them and their family do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. In Christ we pray that our children and their family will see the glory of God, and with all boldness they will speak his word, for it is not them that speak, but the Holy Spirit within them, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledgement of the truth, which is according to his godliness. Let them and their people go from strength to strength, and walk in the fear of the Lord and the comfort of the Holy Spirit, serving Christ in these things, and are acceptable to God and approved by men. Our children and their family be holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. May our Lord God consecrate them and their house and their nation, that they and their people may minister to him as priests. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father and one with them, in truth and in faith we sanctify our children and their entire bloodline, their nation and all of their people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify their time so that they will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit, and we sanctify their space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in them. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify them completely, and may their whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. The heavens are his, the earth also is his, the world and all its fullness, he has founded it. The north and the south, the east and the west, he has created it. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him and his love, being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to our children their entire bloodline and their nation, the riches of his glory, we claim our children and their house, their entire bloodline, all of their people, their family, their children, and their children's children, as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin, and do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. In Christ we pray that our children and their nation, in one accord, will pray for the peace of Jerusalem. For it is written, may they prosper who love you. The Lord bless our children and their nation out of Zion, and may they see the good of Jerusalem all the days of their life. As kings and priests of the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we decree our children and their nation shall stand with Israel against the ungodly nations, for their shield belongs to the Lord, and their king to the Holy One of Israel. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, God's holy servant, we ask and receive all these things. Concerning this prayer of faith that we pray for our children and their house, we come into agreement with them, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. Being of one accord in prayer, we pray with confidence for God's thoughts towards our children and their house, our thoughts of peace, to give them a future and a hope. As a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear his name, we continue petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to our children and their descendants, according to his word, and what we have asked shall be given to them and their house. In him who is true, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. It is written, my covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips, says the Lord God Almighty. Psalms 89:34. God is watching over his word to perform it. Jeremiah 1:12. And it shall not return to him void, but it shall accomplish his purpose and succeed in the thing for which he sent it. Isaiah 55:11. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great. For strong is the one who executes his word. Joel 2:11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Psalms 33:1. It shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. Joel 2:32. For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. Malachi 1:11. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might purify for himself his own special people zealous for good works, believing that our children, their descendants, and their nation receive all we ask for them, knowing that it is the will of God, and he hears us. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. Amen and amen. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. The Lord shall reign forever, our God, O Zion, to all generations. By the blood of the everlasting covenant, in the awesome name of Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, we activate these prophetic scriptures in the lives of our children. These things, says the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of creation of God. Amen. For all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, Amen, to the glory of God.